You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, June 1st, 2016, week 158 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Alex C.
And he's here, our guest.
I'm here now.
I think Alex is the only guest who's ever like
come into the middle
of the podcast.
Wait, have I actually come halfway through a podcast before?
Not halfway through a podcast, but
halfway through the week.
Halfway through the week. I think you did that one time. I think you came just on like a Friday.
I think so.
It gives the illusion that we actually record separately instead of in one giant bulk.
That's really cool. Wow, you just admitted it though. You were supposed to say, and now for today's episode, we have Alex C.
Yeah, it is for today's episode. We've been telling people that we just kidnap people and just hold them in here for a week at a time.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate though. That's happened.
Yeah, it was here. Alex helps us.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we need all the help we can
get. I'm an accessory.
He just stands in the corner of the room and he just watches the person.
Like you're not leaving.
Wait. Oh, man. I was trying to think of a fitting... A fitting word that begins with C.
Why?
That, you know, goes along with that whole kidnapping scheme. I lost it.
Like an accomplice.
The moment's gone.
Yeah, what's the
accomplice.
Word? Accomplice. Yeah.
Without the A. Just accomplice.
Just accomplice.
Accomplice.
Right? Apostrophe accomplice.
Apostrophe accomplice.
So yeah, let's get into some reviewed. Let's talk about some stuff we saw. Let's go with guest first. Alex.
Oh, what, I'm going first?
What movie have you seen recently?
I have recently seen the animated Hercules. I love that movie.
Herc.
Who puts the Glad in Gladiator?
Yeah.
You think Disney will make that live action? I know there's like a million Hercules movies that aren't Disney.
Live action Hercules movies that haven't done well?
Yeah.
But I feel like you do this one with the soundtrack.
I feel like I would be disappointed.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a Hercules joke for you guys.
Hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was surprised at how many weird little puns they throw into that movie. It's very punny. It's like very like Lion King style. I think that's what they were going for.
Scar makes an appearance.
Yeah, because it was it's one of those movies. Very, very punny.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it. Also very, it feels so rushed. Things happen really fast. Like
it's a short movie.
That's like
it
a lot
has to
of,
cover a lot of ground.
That's what I realized though, is a lot of Disney animated movies. Like we talked about it yesterday kind of at Disneyland, and then I talked about it with my parent or my mom today and my sisters because Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Seems like so much happens in that movie.
Yeah, and it's only like an hour and 20 minutes, right? It's like
because it just goes from park to park to park.
Goes to Pleasure Island, and Monstro happens.
Mm-hmm. At like the same time.
The logical person thinks of, I think, just Monstro. Right? Wow. Someone's popular. I don't know if that picks up. But,
no, I sent out a snap of your direwolf, and people like the direwolf, man.
Yeah, it's I think his name's Gray or something.
His name's Gray.
That's yeah, because he's in Game of Thrones.
Because he's Gray.
Yeah, the dogs.
Creative naming.
Hey.
But yeah,
it just feels so rushed. Like when the Titans are released, not even 5 minutes later, they're beaten.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's not unsatisfying, but I'm used to the you know, movie finale.
The drawn
it's
out
like
fight.
20 minutes of the movie. 20 minutes of the 2.5 hour movie is final battle. And final battle in that movie, not even long. But I still love it though.
I think the bigger battle is him versus the Hydra, not the Hydra, but that snake monster.
Yeah, it's a Hydra.
It's a Hydra.
Yeah.
A Hydra.
Even that's really
quick.
You'd be surprised
head,
at how
two
it,
more
it
will
feels
take its place.
Like it feels so long when you watch it as a kid, but no, it's like 2 minutes long.
What about when he goes to Styx and all that? When he goes into that water to save Meg's
Yeah,
soul?
That's the more emotional ending.
That's
he gets all
like
old
2 minutes.
Yeah,
it's like weird.
Yeah, he gets all old, and then they just kind of like they're like, nope, he can't die because he's true active hero. See, I didn't understand that either. When I watched it as a kid, I thought it was like,
is that equivalent to like a true love's, what was it, act of true love?
Yeah. No, see, I didn't realize that. and they actually even say it after.
He's like,
I did it, Dad. I did it. And he's like, yeah, because you self-sacrifice is the true nature of a hero. And I was like, oh, that's why he becomes a god. For some reason, I thought it was just the god in him that prevented him from getting wrecked by the River Styx. And no, it's actually because he jumps in to save Meg with no regard for his own safety. So that makes it way better, actually.
Is that a hero, though? Better.
I don't know.
Yes.
The quotation was... No fear. He's not...
No, because that's, like, you can just be stupid and do the same thing, and I wouldn't say that makes you a hero.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but he makes a deal, not like a real deal with Hades, but he's like, hey, if I sacrifice myself and get her out, is that cool? And yeah. He's like, yeah, it's cool.
That's actually the
and then he's
quote.
Like, then he's yeah, like you're not going to make it, though.
That's why the movie doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
Because you realize that the dialogue is terrible.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Oh, my God.
So what would you rate this movie out of 8?
Oh, God. At
it's going to be on the spreadsheet forever.
Oh, my God. I'm going to stand by my 7. 7 out of 8.
Okay. I'll put that in right now.
Perfect. Perfect. You should really... I think I've said that before, but you should get one of those radio station soundboards that just play sound bites whenever you want and put really dumb sounds, but also like the perfect and stuff. You should do that. You just play it. Just
7.
Perfect. Oh God, you have a fucking master list.
Yeah, I've been working on it. That's why you thought I was joking when I said like how I spent my Friday.
No, you're on the list.
Oh my God.
You're on it.
Yeah, I wasn't exactly sure, but Jesus.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Jesus.
Now your average should be, because I think the only movie I haven't in there so far for you
is something that I rated like piss poor.
It's only rated 1.
Ooh, yeah. What was that?
50 Shades of Black. You gave it 1.
I gave it a 1. Oh, that was deserving of a 1. Sorry, that movie was god awful.
So now your average is 4.
Didn't I also rate Star Wars though?
Yeah, but I haven't gone. I'm like working my way back.
Oh,
because
oh,
I haven't done everything.
I have to literally listen to every episode of Destiny Pizzas.
Oh Jesus!
No,
only the Wednesday episodes.
The ones that have ratings, yeah.
And I only have to listen to the movie part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I came just in time for the ratings. Oh,
yeah,
sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I can make an impact on that spreadsheet.
Yeah,
very small anyway.
I was actually gonna just ask you like if you've seen any of the movies what you rate them after like, I'm done.
What was your rating so I can just throw that in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike. You're next.
I saw X-Men Apocalypse.
Wait, you did?
I did.
Oh, I was wondering why I was on there. I didn't think any one of us would have watched it.
I did watch it. I saw it.
How was it
last
that?
Night. It is okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's
it is, as they would say, I think they had like they had written in Russian or something, but it's like X-Meh, because that's like just how their Russian letters go.
That's how
men.
Oh yeah, the like, letter
yeah,
for
men is like
an N.
So it's M E 8, but it looked like an H, but it's whatever their symbol.
Oh, because it's the awkwardly
I forgot what the letter is
like middle.
Yeah, so it's like it looks like an H. Like,
eh.
Yeah, it's like X Men, and that's kind of what the movie is.
Yeah, I was gonna say
kind of what the movie is.
They provided a critique,
which is pretty much what I expected. But there's some cool parts in it.
Oh,
some
that's good.
Fun stuff.
I don't know any. Apparently, Jean Grey's in the movie.
Jean Grey's in the movie. I like all the new people are cool.
I heard Jubilee's apparently in the movie, allegedly. Jubilee?
But doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Apparently, she has a lot of scenes that were deleted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they say like there's going to be an extended cut that has a lot of Jubilee
it's
more.
It's like the road cut, the yeah. Jubilee cut.
Yeah, they did the...
yeah, there was a problem like in the first original X-Men movies, like when they go around the school and stuff, you just see random kids using their powers and stuff. But like in this movie... You don't see any. You see a bunch of kids. Nobody's using power, so I was really confused. Why aren't we seeing? I just like because like in the other movies they had like the kid who could like multiply himself. And they had like random powers going around, but like this one they didn't show anybody using powers. So I was like, why aren't we seeing any powers? So, like I think that's the cool thing. We're walking through a scene, we're seeing all these powers and stuff, but they didn't do that.
Oh, so like in Xavier's school, there's just a bunch of kids not doing anything.
Yeah,
they're just like studying math.
Yeah,
reading Shakespeare. Like,
literally,
they don't look like, weird or anything. It's
no,
like regular people.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, that's so sad.
I was like, what? That's bizarre.
There's the frog kid. I want the frog kid.
Yeah, it was kind of bizarre. But like, I like the new people were good. I thought.
Yeah.
And then they did some nods in the movie, which were cool.
Mm.
But it really kind of felt like a prequel to like the first X-Men movie, where it was like Like by the end of this movie, you're just like, oh, I want to see the movie that would come after this movie.
So there's like, but there's supposedly one movie that goes between, right? There's one more movie, then it should be the prequel to the first X-Men movie, except for the fact that they wrote them all out.
Well, I guess in the timeline, if you're technically like going that way.
Well, and except that in the first X-Men movie, people are completely oblivious to.
Yeah, but that's why they reset the timeline.
Yeah, with Days of Future Past.
In Days of Future Past, now in the 70s, people are aware.
Yeah.
Now that's like the whole event of this movie is the aftermath. It's like, oh, people have known mutants exist for 10 years because
that was actually the plot of X-Men 2, right? As people find out about.
Cause, like, I think they knew by 2.
Isn't that where the bill is? And I think 3. The kid from that one show, he's like Archangel and he flies out the window.
Oh, that's 3.
That was 3.
That's 3. It's like, oh, we need a cure. Like, they were like developing a cure. Yeah. Like some people wanted to take the cure and other people were like, why should we
like cure?
This is not a disease.
Right?
Yeah.
Did they play the song Sender's Son in that movie?
I don't think so.
What's they should have. Sender's Son by, what was it by? It's over.
Stuff, or wait.
What?
It's a famous song.
How does he go?
It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator's son.
Oh, yeah.
Credence,
fortunate
Clear
ones?
Water. Yeah, Fortunate One.
Credence. Yeah, Fortunate Ones, yeah.
Clear
yeah,
Water.
I think in parentheses it's Senator's Son.
Oh, that, really?
I think it's also his son.
Yeah.
I don't think they play that song in that movie.
They should. Because I think Archangel's a Senator's Son.
Yeah, he's in this movie too.
He's like literally a senator. Yeah, yeah, I remember. Yeah, because the senator is
the one that's
like,
pushing the bill.
Stop
embarrassing me
with those angel wings.
Cut off your wings.
Like they all have like mutant son, like Stryker, like the dude in the second one who's like killing all the mutants. His son's a mutant too. Stuff.
Yeah, they really should have just put broken wings in there.
Just be obvious in your face.
Yeah.
Just be song titles.
You think if the sender is a Republican, it's like a good thing to have like a son that has like angel wings. Like, do you think that would help you get the vote?
It would be. It would help you get the mutant vote.
It'd help you get the Bible vote.
Because you'd be
vote
like,
too.
Yeah. You're like
even
I'm
his
sympathetic.
Own son.
My son is literally an angel.
Yeah, I'm sympathetic to the mutants, and also for all you people that hate mutants, I have an angel son.
Yeah.
Actually, I would play it that way. I'd just be like, hey son.
I'm gonna play that game with Alex. Mm-hmm. Alex, if you were in a room with O.J. Simpson, would you take a picture with him?
When?
So here's
that's my question.
Yeah, here's a setting: is like it's a party that I'm having, and it's like let's say like 12 people. Mm-hmm. O.J. Simpson's one of those people, and I'm just like taking pictures, and I post them all online, tag you in them,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "Whoa, what? Like Alex was in this picture with O.J. Simpson? Would you ask me to pull down that picture?" Or like delete
it? You could leave that up. That'd be fine.
What about Bill Cosby? You get a picture of you and Bill Cosby.
God,
like he's like saying a joke and you're laughing.
Oh my God. That's so weird. But I would love to have a picture with Bill Cosby though. That's the thing.
Right now?
Not right now, but just like generally, it's Bill Cosby still. Like if you had a picture with Bill Cosby before any of that shit happened and that was still like your profile
and you
picture,
post it right now? I think if you post it now, it's horrible. That's even worse.
Really?
That means like you probably looked for that picture and you're like, I stand by Bill
Cosby.
See,
I find it different. I think if you take a picture now,
no, I mean,
it's
like,
weirder
if you,
than if you post a picture of something in the past.
I think if you post it now, though, it's bad. You're like, oh, look at this picture I have with Bill Cosby.
Maybe. If you like left it up and you were like, look at me, I met Bill Cosby.
But if
like,
you,
I had no idea.
But then and he does something like it comes out that he did all this terrible stuff and you don't pull it down. I think that speaks a lot about your character.
Yeah.
I think you should like try to do some damage control and.
Yeah,
I would you wouldn't pull it down necessarily per se, but you should.
Generally, just to be like, I guess. Yeah. At least with Bill Cosby, that's really sad too. Because Bill Cosby, was up until that point, like a very, very likable character.
Until we found out he was a horrible person.
Until he found out he's an absolutely
really
awful person.
Ruins everything. I love that show.
Yeah,
I used to love that show.
That's really sad. Yeah, you could straight up.
You used to love it. Does that change your opinion on the show?
I haven't seen it since. I don't think I can watch it actually.
Really?
Yeah. I don't.
I don't know. I get that.
I usually
too,
separate that. Like, but like, I never watched any of his comedy.
I'm trying to think of another.
Well, they pull his show from every platform, so I have no reason to go seek it out or
it's
watch
still not
it
on Hulu.
I think they don't put it like it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I feel like there was another instance where it was like I was watching an old movie, and I just couldn't get over. One of the actors. I don't remember.
That's like when I watch old wrestling and you see Chris Benoit and you're like, that guy was murder-suicide.
Whoa.
I say that was because of CTE, though.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
CTE, they blame That's everything different. On CTE, though. Like, they say O.J. Simpson was because of CTE.
That is what they say.
And Dave Mira, it came out a few days ago that he killed himself because of...
Wait, what?
He really? Killed himself, like, last year.
Oh, really?
The fuck?
You guys don't remember
oh, yeah, that? I do remember that. That's I don't a big remember deal. That.
He, like, shot
deal.
Himself.
Holy shit.
Like, but now they said they developed this new test that they can do while the person's still alive.
Whoa.
I don't think they had that completely worked out yet. No. I think it would have been like football be all in on that.
Or were they
preventing
not
them not
to, yeah, not to, letting it come out?
Not letting it exist, oh, yeah. Man.
No, that was one of the things I was thinking of, though. I did actually feel that way when I watched, was it Police Academy? Might have been Police Academy, might have been Naked Gun. OJ's in one of those movies.
Naked
Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I just seeing him in the movie, I was like, hey, he's actually a, kind of a funny character, but I feel bad for like wanting to like him mm-hmm. in the movie because I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, technically, the worst thing he's done, I said that on the podcast already, the worst thing he's done legally is steal his own merchandise back with a gun.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
He did lose a civil case for the wrongful death of Nicole Brown, but
mm-hmm.
that's all that matters. That's enough. Yeah.
Jeez.
Is there anyone you wouldn't want to take a picture with that was famous? Like, what crime? What was your limit, Mike?
Famous
you said Bill Cosby.
And Bill Cosby was like the tippy top.
Yeah. Chris Brown?
OJ was up there. I said I'd do one with Chris Ooh. Brown.
Would you take a picture with Chris Brown? Would you ask me to delete it?
I would take a picture with Chris Brown. That's more... For some reason...
Would you go up to Chris Brown and be like, hey, can I take a picture? Like,
oh, you're totally. Just, if Chris Brown was out on the street, I'd be like
okay, well, no, Chris not Brown. Even at my party. Whatever. I could get Chris Brown if I needed to. Alex, you're doubting me.
Whoa.
Mel Gibson?
Oh, God, no. I would not take
You would take a picture with Mel Gibson? Because, why not?
I don't know. See, that's the thing, too.
That's what I was saying, is depending on the person, why would I care? I wouldn't... Like, if there was nothing with that person, I still may not want a picture.
Because Mike's... viewpoint is like I wouldn't even go up to people and ask them for a picture even if they didn't yeah. do a terrible thing but see. You're saying you would, so that's why I'm like
mm-hmm.
if you saw
since the thing is I loved Mel Gibson in a lot of movies, but right I hate him so much for what he is now and some of the shit he's done.
I think he gets a pass.
Yeah. I don't know, and I feel like he's just
that
not...
Beaver movie really changed me run, you know.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Beaver movie?
He did some movie.
Like the first movie that this came out like, after yeah. the whole controversy was yeah. called The Beaver, and it's about a guy who can only talk through a beaver puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What the fuck? This is like that Red Flag scene.
Yeah. No, it really happened though.
I was actually thinking about it the other day because there was this thing where it's like test footage for Sesame Street or The Muppets or something, and they're all just like messing around, like saying stuff. Do you think sometimes when a puppeteer is talking, their hand starts moving just by reflex?
Possibly.
Like mouthing the words.
I wonder if it's only when they're doing the voice, though.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Like maybe because they're speaking in their normal voice, it wouldn't. But maybe if they start like trying to do the voice, they're like can't not do it.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't know. Like
there's weird connections that happen. Like if you in psychology, you learn that musicians often have weird triggers between what.
Are we still talking about X-Men Apocalypse? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. JK, let's just go back to that.
No, just keep going with the triggers.
Oh, and I was gonna say there's weird triggers between like your motor cortex and your what's the
your face? Because have you seen those people who play like violin?
I can't remember the thing for your face? No, Broca's is for language. I don't remember. Anyway, for responsible for processing sound, and it, like you listen to if you listen to music, it activates your motor cortex.
Because, which is why I headbang.
Because you're used to playing an instrument.
Oh, that's why I bob at my head.
So it's like people who grew up playing instruments and stuff like that have that connection.
Interesting.
And so I'm like, I wonder if the same thing is true for people who you know, were ventriloquists or like
puppeteers. They do that a lot of their lives.
Because I imagined an argument happening between like a puppeteer and their spouse. And he's just so mad that he's just like, I hate you. How dare you? Like, get out of my house. Like, he's like, or his hand is by his side and he's just doing that because, like, he can't help it.
Yeah. That'd be really funny.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Because I was like, that'd be funny on a sketch or something.
I wish I could imitate Kermit's voice. One of my very good friends has a killer Kermit voice.
I have a friend who can do a good Kermit. He sings a Rainbow Connection, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Mike, what do you rate X-Men Apocalypse?
X-Men. I give it a 5.
Okay.
Because I enjoyed it. But just could have been something where I don't know. It like kind of seemed like they were just going for like traditional. It's just like a traditional X-Men movie. Like the themes are the same. It feels like a lot of like repetitiveness. Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like they didn't quite narrow down the story to what they're trying to do. It was like they didn't give certain characters enough time to do stuff.
Were there, like, too many characters? Or?
There weren't really too many. It's just they didn't really give them anything to do.
Like, what?
If that makes any sense, which it really doesn't. But it's like they added all
the... That's what some people have said. They're like, these characters were useless. Like, a lot of these characters were useless.
Yeah. Because they added... Okay, they added, like, the core, like... Well, they used... Okay,
the Four Horsemen.
Yeah, the Four Horsemen. But, like, they just added people, and they just didn't really... Like, they didn't develop characters, really. They just, like,
kind of did things. So it seemed more packed than, like, Days of Future Past?
Yeah, because I feel like they knew what they were doing. Okay, it's Wolverine's story and it's, like, Xavier's story.
Wait, really. It's Wolverine's
story? No, Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So they, like, kind of had the idea, but this was, like, oh, it's Magneto's story and it's Mystique's story and it's... Like it's a bunch of people's story, and it's like Apocalypse's story.
Too much plot hopping.
Yeah, so it was like it was equally enough of those plots that it wasn't enough of a movie. Focus of like,
oh my God,
what it was doing.
That's one of the like actually the biggest critiques, of the original trilogy, not original trilogy, sorry, the prequel trilogy for Star Wars, is that there is no like main character. It keeps hopping between.
Yeah,
like arcs for different characters, to where it becomes like this jumbled mess. It's like what?
Yeah, it's kind of you don't know what to focus on, and then you end up focusing on like you have to really go over the course of movies then to be like, okay, I'm focused on this guy's plot through like three different movies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I gave it a 5.
Okay,
so I enjoyed it, but I probably ranking it in the X-Men. Overall, all the X-Men movies, I probably it's probably somewhere in the middle. Probably I liked Days of Future Past and First Class more, and I liked the original two X-Men more, but better than Last Stand, better than the two Wolverine solos.
Yes, sorry, I really like X-Men's 1 and 2.
Yeah, I really like
it. Yeah, that's solid movies.
Get so much hate, so I love those movies.
Oh, really? People hate on that?
Really?
Like, those were the OGs. Those were, like, the originals.
Wait, so what's the order? Sorry.
So it's probably...
You like Days of Future Past?
The bottom or the top?
From the top.
Okay, probably... Oh, are Deadpool's in there, too?
No.
Oh, yeah. We should exclude that.
That's okay. Well, I'll just put it in there anyway. It's at the top anyway.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. That's,
Days of Future Past. Then First Class. Then X2. Then X1.
Then
this movie, then Last Stand's worst. Then probably The Wolverine, then Wolverine Origins, then Last Stand. So I guess it's towards the bottom, but it's like right in the middle.
Was X2 the one with the concentration camp scene at the beginning?
What?
That was the first X-Men, and it was also First Class.
Yeah.
Also in this movie, they put it again. They love that scene.
That's a great scene.
Yeah,
it is a great scene.
X2 is the one with Stryker.
Yeah,
it's the heavy Wolverine one.
And it's the one with
it's
the
very
cat.
Heavy Wolverine.
Is that Lady Deathstrike?
Yeah,
Wolverine?
Yeah.
Wait, which cat?
She's like
and
cat.
Nightcrawler shows up in that one.
Oh yeah, Nightcrawler's in that one.
Yeah,
she's like a cat lady. She's like a female Wolverine that has like the lion claws.
Oh, I thought she was what do they call her? She has like a number or something, right?
Oh yeah, X13 or something.
Yes.
Well, there's X-23, but I don't think that's her.
That's not her. I just kind of assumed
X-23 is like the female Wolverine, but like I guess I don't know if that's what she was. I think Lady Deathstrike. You're right.
I have no idea.
It is Lady Deathstrike.
Yeah.
Bam.
X-23. There is an X-23, but that's like female Wolverine clone.
She's like a Japanese woman.
Oh, is she in the Wolverine?
Yeah, she was in X2.
No, she was in X2. She was like, we found another that can.
She's a brainwashed henchwoman of William Stryker.
Aha.
Played by Kelly Hu. And without of any Deathstrike's backstory.
Yeah, that she just kind of showed up and was like,
oh, yeah, she's just there.
They put adamantium in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she comes out of her nails, not
instead of claws.
It kind of doesn't make any sense, but it works.
Yeah. So
well, it's implied that it'd have to be like her skill beforehand would be her.
Yeah,
well,
she'd have to have some kind of like it had to be similar to Wolverine. She could heal on nails because that's the only way you can survive.
But they'd have to like retract, which makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, let's say his claws retract.
But your fingernails don't retract.
Your claws retract though.
Yeah, because he would always have those claws.
Yeah, he had bone claws.
He had bone claws before.
Yeah, but where do they go?
They go like up his forearm. Or
yeah,
something.
We don't know.
Yeah, but where do they start?
Forearms.
Where do they start?
Like, I imagine they go right here. They're like to his elbow, and then they shoot out. So like he can't go like this, or else they'll come out of his wrist.
Don't fingernails go through? No. Is that not how fingernails work?
It looks as though they just grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they grow.
They magically grow.
Yeah.
I think
I don't understand.
Because she could go like this and do it where Wolverine can't go like this.
She's a wizard.
Make his claws pop out.
Yes.
His claws have to already be out for him to bend his wrist.
Something like that.
Yeah, true.
That's what I'm assuming.
Makes sense.
That works.
Okay. Let's move on. I watched the last 5 years. I finally finished. This is the week I finished the movies I started last week. Or the two things I finished.
What is that?
It's the one with, we talked about it a little bit. Anna Kendrick. It's a musical about, and it documents like a relationship between a woman and a man. How a heteronormative.
Traditional.
relationship.
Oh, wait, is traditional not a PC term either?
I don't know.
Oh, you can't.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Who cares?
I know you're trying to like.
I was just
be funny and say. I use the
heteronormative relationship.
Heteronormative.
But yeah, so it's document. Well, I was just saying. I just said woman on act. Like I don't know why I went that way, but she's like a wannabe actress. Like she was developing, like trying to become an actress. She's from Ohio, and she dates a guy from New York who's like an author, and you like. You see it where his book like takes off and then all the follies and stuff of this relationship over 5 years. And then the movie ends after 5 years. But it wasn't like it's a musical, which I normally like musicals, I guess, but it's not. It's one of those musicals where like there's no dialogue and all the dialogue is in lyric form.
Oh, like Les Mis.
Yeah, but Les Mis was better.
Oh, I'm not really a huge fan of Les Mis.
I like Les Mis. It's a great soundtrack. What have I done? Sweet Jesus, what have I done? Become a thief on the night. Become a man on the run. Anyways.
Oh.
Anyways.
This is one of those deals.
Yeah. I got confused a lot because like, there's this part where she goes back to Ohio. Because most of it takes place in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes back to Ohio, apparently. But I didn't know if it was Ohio because I was like, I don't know what Ohio looks like. I always assumed Ohio, where she's from, must be like a small town or something. That's why she left.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess she's still in the big... I don't know. It was really weird. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of just ends. And I was like, this is where it's going to end. And then the credits rolled. And I was like, oh, this is dumb.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but it... There's a one good song in there, and I was like called Shmuel's song or something like that.
What?
And it's about like, because the guy's like an author, so I guess he like makes up a story about like this seamster, and he like makes up this like almost, it's like a fairy tale. It's really fun. So I listened to that song a few times, but yeah, it's no Les Mis or Grease.
How many movies are?
Which I was like disappointed about. But fun fact is, like, he cheats in the relationship, and the person, the guy, cheats on Anna Kendrick with his real life wife.
Nah.
So I think that's kind of funny.
That is actually pretty funny. I feel like that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Because I was like, Anna Kendrick has a great voice. Like, the music's good and everything. And this is off like based off a Broadway musical as well.
Mm.
But it just doesn't, I don't know if it doesn't translate well.
Mm.
I think maybe I expect too much of like, if I hear like, oh, this musical was on Broadway and it's turning into a movie, I expect like a certain level of greatness from it.
Really? I don't know of really any Broadway musicals that Well, also
well, translated well. That's also it's tough. Like even Jersey Boys, like I love the musical. I love the movie too, but not. I don't love the movie, but it's a pretty good movie.
The movie wasn't nearly as good.
I thought it was great because I don't know why it was hated so much by critics, but I thought it translated even better than the musical because like you get to see a lot of stuff and like
they can't really do on stage.
You can't really do it on stage. Yeah. Where I'm sure that's how this is as well. But I think if you go into Jersey Boys like knowing the music and you like that kind of music because it's like Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And you like that music, then you'll enjoy it a lot more than a lot of other people. I don't know. But this musical, none of the songs really stuck in my head like a musical normally does where I'm just like, I get obsessed and I listen to that music all the time except for that one song.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, even I'm not really a big fan of musicals, but that still happens to me.
Yeah, because like Hamilton, there's no dialogue in that musical, apparently. I have a friend a friend that saw it, and she told me that like most of, like if you listen to the soundtrack, you know the whole musical because there's not really much dialogue outside of the songs.
Yeah.
And I like that musical, but that's because when I listen to that album, I can just picture what's going on in my head.
It's probably way, way more entertaining than what actually happens on stage.
Yeah. And what actually happened in history, too. But
yes.
This is not very... I don't know. Maybe it's just a subject matter. Everyone I know who's seen it didn't like it either.
Mm.
Everyone I personally know, not like...
Yeah.
Which I hold more weight to than reviews or anything. So yeah. I give it like a... three.
That's pretty good.
Three and a half.
We can give half slices.
Yeah.
What?
You want to change your Hercules score?
No.
Seven and a half. Yeah, let's go 3.5.
For sure. Oh, I know what I saw recently.
Okay.
Well, a bunch of movies, but not good ones. All the Predators, all the Aliens, and AVPs 1 and 2.
Okay.
I'm not gonna talk about all of them.
Like Predators, let's, did you see Predators?
I saw Predators. I was actually pleasantly like,
with Topher Grace on the
Topher Grace and what's the guy's name with the giant nose? Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody's the main.
And wait, who's the guy who's stuck there? Who was already there?
Oh, fucking Morpheus.
Morpheus. Lawrence Fishburne's. Yeah, he's Lawrence like already Fishburne. Been on. He's like he tells them the whole idea of what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and he tries to betray them. He yeah. is and his imaginary.
He like serves
friend.
Them up to the Predators.
Yeah, because he's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I think that's a funny movie and concept.
It really so wait,
Predator.
Yeah.
What are the all of them called?
There's Predator.
Predator.
There's Alien. Aliens.
Yeah. It's Alien. Aliens.
You saw the AV Predators too?
Yeah. So you saw AVP and then AVP Requiem.
Two. I even watched.
Were there only two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I even watched Alien 3, which no one should ever do. Please don't ever watch that movie. Please just don't fucking do it. Just don't do it.
And then Predators.
Predators. Yeah. Alien. Predators is technically Predator 3.
Predator. Yeah.
Though it came out after AVPs 1 and 2.
Make it a new Predator too.
Are wait, they really?
Predators Shane, is Predator. So there's Predator 2?
There's Predator. Predator 2.
Okay.
Predators. But in between Predator 2 and Predators is AVP 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I don't know how they made an Alien vs. Predator 2 second one.
Oh my God.
I thought the first one.
Have you seen it?
I've seen like parts of it.
I think I've seen it's, the first. I've seen the first one.
I don't know
one,
which one's which.
One.
I think I've seen parts of each of them and I don't know which one's which.
Okay, so Alien versus Predator 1 is the one that everyone remembers. It's the one where they go to Antarctica with
that's the
with
one.
Bishop, the robo from
Alien
2.
Oh, wait, so
two.
Let's go through this. Let's first just do a, a rating spree because...
Rating spree. Okay, Alien 1, I would give probably a 7 out of 8. I was actually really disappointed at the amount of competency for the crew, but they're not like scientists though. That's the thing. Oh, and I fucking watched Prometheus too. Holy shit.
Okay.
So because it was my alien spree, obviously.
You're like, this is related, right?
Yeah. So well, they're, I mean, they're pretty incompetent, but also they're like they're a mining crew. So they don't know what the fuck is going on and they get wrecked and it's dumb. So I give it a 7 out of 8. Aliens is definitely like an 8 out of 8. It's fucking, it's perfect. I love that movie. Everything about that movie is great. So many good moments. Alien 3 is definitely a, I don't even,
you can give it a zero.
I can?
Yeah.
Is empty pizza?
Yeah.
No pizza.
Or is it like
a full pizza because you didn't
eat it? Yeah, is it like slices eaten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually talked about that before when you were on the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like we did. Yeah. Cause
oh, I heard it. I can confirm it.
You re-listened.
Yeah, I would definitely, I'm somewhere between zero and a half.
You have to go to half.
Then that. Again, I want to say,
round up, man.
I want to say never watch it. Pretend that it doesn't exist. I was going to do that. And then I was like, no, I have to watch all the
movies. You
got to
complete it.
Yeah. It pretty much takes everything that you knew and loved from the first two movies and fucks it and throws it out the window. It's basically like if you were related to like 20 of the women Bill Cosby was related or involved with, this movie is Bill Cosby.
Okay. That's rough.
Quite the analogy.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie, it just fucks with everything that you love. And not consensually.
Okay.
Yeah, so never watch it. That's a 0 out of 8.
Okay.
Let's see. Predator. I love Predator. That movie is classic. Fantastic. It's not like
classic.
That's perfect. I want to give it an 8 as well, but I feel like I'm being too generous. Nah, fuck it. It's an 8. I love that movie. Okay. So good. It's a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus. You guys haven't seen that movie in a long time, have you?
No.
That's what.
Been a while.
That's what.
Been a while.
Jesse Ventura says.
I was wondering. I was like, what is he referencing? Yeah. Right now?
So many good lines. He gets shot a bunch of times.
This is like, getting the chopper.
Maybe
movie,
we
right?
should. Yeah. But yeah, Jesse Ventura gets shot a bunch of times, and their buddy is like. Maybe we should stop. You're bleeding. And Jesse Ventura's like, I ain't got time to bleed. It's just, it's so good.
What do you rate Predator 2?
Predator 2, oh God. Predator 2 is so funny, and it's so dumb. And it's, the Predator comes to LA.
Of course.
And it's hunting, because it's like, there's a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually read up on why the Predator is different in that movie, and it's because the director decided that the Predator should look more urban and therefore more tribal and
man.
Hip. I'm not even joking.
So he's wearing like a Kangol hat. And,
yeah, he's got
and maybe some BK knight, like British knights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got some bling. You know, he's set up. Yeah, that movie's fucking hilarious. Just because it's so funny and campy, I want to say like a 6 out of 8 or a 5.5 out of 8.
Okay.
Let's go 5.5. It's a horrible movie. It's so bad, but it's really funny and it's like really entertaining. If you don't take it, you can take the first movie seriously and be entertained, but the second movie you can't take seriously if you want to enjoy it. Mm. Predators was a lot better, I think.
You thought Predators was better than
Predator 2?
I never saw Predator 2.
As a movie to be taken seriously, it's definitely better. It's much more intense and involving.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
But I didn't like the Japanese dude.
It's just
the Yakuza dude. I was like, what an idiot.
That was really, that was a little bit too much for me, where he decides to like fucking, because he has a katana and he decides to like katana duel.
Yeah.
And they do the stereotypical Japanese thing where they run past each other and they both get like a fatal wound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they fall to the grass and it's all like fucking cinematic and shit.
And then you find out it's like a whole tribe of predators. It's like a predator versus predator war or something, right?
Yeah, there's like lower tier predators.
They're like betting on themselves. They're like, who can do it better?
And they're like fucking, it's, so it was pretty okay. I'd probably give it like a solid 6.5. I don't want to, I feel bad. And I'm just going to say no more halves for me.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a solid 6.
Okay.
And then
we only use halves when it's like between, like you're like, I don't know if I should go to 6 or 7. Then I'm just like, that's 6.5.
Mm, that's tough. I'm just going to say whole numbers for me from now on. Yeah, definitely give it a 6. I forget it's out of 8 too. I keep thinking it's out of 10. So I'm like, 6 seems kind of harsh, but
it's like a solid 6.
Yeah, throw Predator 2 down to a 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Suck on that, Danny Glover.
Take that, Predator 2.
Yeah, take that. What the fuck is his name? Why can't I think of it?
Is Danny Glover in that one?
No.
You're seeing the first one. God, he's in one of them, right? Danny Glover?
Danny Glover's
he's
in the second one.
Second one.
No, who's the guy from Point Break? Gary Busey. Gary Busey's in that movie.
And Gary Busey.
Yeah, Gary Busey gets fucking wrecked, and I love it. Fuck Gary Busey. okay, anyway. And then AVP1 is really entertaining, but it's really bad. It's the one that everyone remembers. It's the one where they go to...
They find all those eggs and everything. Mm-hmm.
They go to Antarctica, and they...
They take an ice core or something, right? That's what they're supposed to do?
Hmm?
Aren't they only there for like an ice core sample or something? Something stupid?
No. They go there because they find like a thermal signature under a glacier. And they're like, it looks like a temple. They had they're fucking like, we need to investigate. It's underneath a deserted town, like a whaling town. And so they go, and then the guy, they pretty much, it's like, there's some Easter eggs from Alien, like there's the Whalen Corp and stuff. And then the guy who's head of Whalen Corp is the guy who plays the synthetic guy from Aliens. And then there's some weird tie-ins like that. But it's pretty much the predators hunt aliens underground in Antarctica, and they use humans as alien food. And
wasn't it something like they were there a long time ago?
They were there. Yeah, they've been doing it.
They visited us, and they're the ancient aliens that we watch TV shows about.
They're the ancient aliens. Yeah, this is secret underground Mayan temple. I'm not even fucking joking.
Yeah.
And
that's like, they're the ones that were responsible for like Stonehenge and everything. So these xenomorphs.
Straight up, yeah. And yeah, it's
and like the predators are like, it's an ancient war that happens like every X amount of years or something, right?
Yeah, it's every, I think, I don't know if they say 100 years or something, but
I think it's every 1,000 years, because I think this was around 2000 something that this movie came out.
Maybe it was like every X number of years they send fledgling predators to this temple, and they have to it's like a rite of passage that they have to hunt aliens.
Some people are required to pull out all their hair with tweezers. Other people have to put their hands in a glove full of bullet ants.
What That's a thing.
It's like in like the Amazon or something.
Holy fuck.
And then that's these people have to kill xenomorphs on Earth,
on a planet that's not their own. Yeah. And then all hell breaks loose and blah blah blah, and then AVP2 is a direct
what do you rate it?
Ooh, probably a 4 out of 8. It's pretty bad, but it's really entertaining. It's pretty fun to watch. And then AVP2 is a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
And
it's actually AVP Requiem.
Yeah, it's AVPR. Wait, how did you know that?
What do you mean? Why are you questioning me?
No. Oh, okay.
It's actually called, the official title is AVP Requiem. It's not even called Alien vs. Predator.
It's not AVP2 technically. At the end of AVP1.
No, because the first one's called Alien vs. Predator. The second one's called AVP. It makes no sense.
They're like, shorten it.
Yeah, they're just like, we don't have any time.
we don't have time, guys.
We don't have time for this. AVPR is like one of those really bad, in movie theaters for 1 week horror film B sequels. It's right after AVP1 when an alien infects a predator.
That's how it ends, yeah.
And then it makes a predator alien. Because that makes sense. And the predator alien has the weird face hugger tongue, dick thing that goes down your throat.
Yeah.
And it decides
what it's called, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It decides to go to this isolated town in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
And just terrorize. And there's 3 or 4 simultaneous plots between, a bunch of different people. And then they all converge when the alien predator starts fucking shit up. And it's a horrible movie. And it's hilarious how bad it is. I'd say definitely 1 out of 8. Nice. But worth watching if you want to suffer.
I'm curious. I want to see your average after this, after I enter.
Okay.
Because I made it so it shows the person's average.
Oh, okay.
So I'm curious as to what.
And then Prometheus is fun to watch, but not fun to watch.
Technically not canon.
Stupidly fucking. But yeah, it's technically not canon, but I guess it's back to being canon now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's back to technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating. It's. So many dumb decisions were made in that movie. Have you seen it, Mike?
Yes, Mike's I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Seen
Wasn't it really
very stupid?
Yeah, it's like, how dumb are you fucking, all you people with your PhDs? You're so dumb.
Yeah, very dumb.
So it's
even the robot.
4 out of 8. Yeah, and fucking nobody pays attention to Michael Fassbender, who clearly has a vendetta against organic things.
Yeah, you would think they would pick up on that.
Yeah, it was really obvious. Oh my God. They made him so vengeful.
Oh, yeah.
There's that movie, oh god, it just, it spells warning signs. It literally, like, people, no, I'm done. Okay. Yes, frustrating.
What do you rate it?
4 out of 8.
So what's the chronological, or I don't know if they take place in the same universe technically, but what would be the chronological order? That first Predator, right?
Yeah, because the first on Earth, the first two are on Earth.
Yes.
Yeah, so, in like modern normal time, like modern times,
yeah,
when
like
they came out.
Recent past, yeah.
So it'd have to be like,
Predator, Predator 2, Predators. Then
I think so.
No, because AVP takes place in present time.
Is that in present
well
time?
That's true. Yeah, AVP takes place.
So you'd have to look at like release dates and then put Predators, because Predators takes place in the future.
Is Predators in the future? I don't think Predators in the
Predators,
future.
I think, is also modern day.
That's modern day.
The people that the Predators select are have like modern.
Oh yeah, movies. Yeah. Like one guy's a Yakuza and one guy's
One guy's like a
just a military dude.
Yeah, he's got like a.
He's like, hey, I got a shitty backstory. I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah,
or something like that. One of those guys. Everyone else will tell you right away, but not me.
Yeah, Adrian Brody's like
the guy who directed the movie's named Nimrod.
Nimrod.
Yeah, he has an accent over the O.
Rowd.
I forgot Danny Trejo's in that movie. Wow. Apparently, Robert Rodriguez had developed a script as early as 1994.
What?
Although it was not, the movie was not greenlit until 2009.
Wait, he wrote the script to that movie?
Developed.
Wow. That gives me a little more, maybe makes me like it a little more, maybe. Mm-hmm. I like Robert Rodriguez. Yeah. I still have not seen, what the hell are those movies? Machete. I've never seen Machete.
Oh, those are so good.
I want to see them so bad.
Well, the first one's really good. The second one was like really campy.
Oh, I thought that was the point, though.
Yeah, but it's like campy to a fault.
Like overdone. That's too bad.
Yeah, I guess it is modern times, huh? I don't remember that. I watched Patton Oswalt's Clapping for Laughing stand-up special.
Wait, Clapping for Laughing? Wait, does that mean that he doesn't like when comedians tell jokes and people don't laugh, they clap instead?
No, I don't know.
Oh, never mind.
That's a political
statement. Was one of those things where it's like, I think I talked about it on the show before, where I was like, I used to think Chris Rock was really funny, and then I watched one of his specials
and everyone's just clapping,
where he's just like, what's the deal with relationships, blah blah, like women, they always win the fight because they refuse to give up, and then everybody's like, ah, that's true, and
oh
they just
sorry
clap.
Talking for clapping.
Oh, talking for clapping. Clapping for laughing.
I know what my stand-up special is going to be called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should.
Clapping and tears.
Tears on my beard.
Clapping for tears. There we go. So yeah, this one I thought was really good. I think if you're a fan of the podcast, I think you'll like it a lot, because it's a lot of nerdy stuff. And then
really, actually, I don't know. I never really associated him with like nerdy stuff.
He's a big nerd, though.
Yeah, he's like he knows it all.
He's a really big.
He watched like. He wrote a book, I think, about it. He like watched a bunch of movies like one summer. Like he watched like every movie that came out
that summer
for like a summer or something, or like maybe for a year or something. He did something crazy.
What the?
Because he talks about that. He talks about like about why he thinks there should be a woman president is because like movies are directed by men but normally edited by women, because a man will use like. Shoot everything with like a penis camera, pretty much. Like he's just like coming on everything, and then a woman's just like, okay, this is what we actually need to tell the story. So he's like, maybe that's what a woman president will do. Like they'll be like, you know what, Florida, we don't really need you. she'll edit down the United States and stuff like that. So it's really funny. And then he talks about Star Wars and My Little Pony, which I thought was hilarious.
My Little Pony, oh god.
And then hopefully, yeah, it's really funny.
Not into brony territory.
No, because he talks about how like he introduced Star Wars to his daughter, and his daughter's not really into it.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I understand that. Like, Star Wars for me is a thing where I wanted to learn everything about it, where I know everything about Star Wars. My daughter likes to do gymnastics and dance and this. But then she got into My Little Pony, and then he like talks about how she loves My Little Pony and he can't stand it. But it's like really funny the way he goes and talks about it.
That's pretty funny.
So I'd probably rate it like a 5 out of 8.
Yeah. Oh.
No, let's do 6 out of 8.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of low. It doesn't make me want to watch it.
Well, because it's hard to rate like stand-up specials because like I think Louis C.K.
if you compare if you compare them to each other.
Let me see what did I.
Oh, it's not like fucking side splitting, gut busting, funny. I mean, I haven't seen a show like that in a long time.
Because I gave Ali Wong 6.
Hmm.
Let me see.
I mean, there's some comedians where it's just like, can't stop.
All right. There we go. Let me see. I gave Bill Burr 5. Oh, no, I gave Hannibal 5. I didn't rate Bill Burr.
Hannibal.
Hannibal Takes Edinburgh. It's like a documentary stand-up special.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll give it a 6. Actually, no, I'll give it a 7 based on that. Because it was, I feel like it was like like right up my alley. Where Ali Wong talked about a lot of stuff that wasn't right up my alley, but made me laugh. This one, I actually had to, it deserves a 7 because I had to leave the room I was in because I was laughing too hard.
Really?
Yeah.
That happens?
With me, it happens every so often.
Huh.
Because I was like, well, no, I was watching it on my phone.
Oh.
And then I was like, I need to not interrupt like what other people are doing because I had headphones on watching it on my phone. So I should probably go somewhere else and watch this. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's talk about some TV.
I got nothing.
Okay, good. Let's talk about Game of Thrones, Mike.
This week's
most recent episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones. So they slowed it down for us, man. They're like, last week's episode was intense. So they're like, yeah.
They're like, let's only focus on like a few places.
Yeah, let's go places that we've never been before.
Focused
though.
On Braavos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, intense stuff happening there, though.
Yeah. Horn Hill. I don't know where.
Wherever the Tarleys.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if like only the castle's called Horn Hill or if that's like the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
That
place looks nice, though.
I think that scene almost made me cry. After the dinner, when she's like, when they're up in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Something about Samwell. Very,
very relatable. He's so incompetent.
Yeah, I feel for him, I think. He's like so well intended.
I think he's going to die, man.
I can't.
No character is safe.
I feel like they're setting him up because he's like, he's not doing anything. Like, he seems pretty incompetent. Like,
We finally saw the return of a character that we haven't seen since
season 1. I was excited.
I kind of knew it though, because I think.
Yeah, my brother said the same thing last week. He's like, if they just show up next week and like somehow get out of that with no scathe, it's like someone has to save them or something has to happen, and that's really the guy.
That was a cool scene.
That was pretty awesome. I dug that. It's like we saw some. Yeah.
What else did we see?
King's Landing stuff.
King's Landing stuff. That was surprising. I didn't actually think of that.
Didn't see that coming.
How come?
Didn't see that coming.
And then
the Arya stuff, I was surprised that it went that way. I was like, whoa, really? Like, we're getting some movement on these storylines.
Because we actually got to see like a face removed.
Yes, that was creepy.
I didn't know how that happened.
I was like, whoa, creepy.
Like, because it's hard to explain it, but yeah.
Like
more
it was kind of, it's
like the Ark of the Covenant style.
No, it was like the equivalent of in Heroes, where the whole show you're led to believe that Siler eats the brains.
Yeah.
And then you finally see what he's physically eating a brain.
Yeah. Mm. And then you also find out he doesn't need to eat the whole brain. He doesn't have to kill.
He doesn't have to eat the whole brain, but he does.
Yeah, he only needs a piece.
He chooses to.
He could have not killed people and just be eating parts of brains or something.
Yeah. Mm. No, he still had to kill him, but he only had to eat a small part, but he eats the whole brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because he likes it.
And I mean, you might as well just go all the way. Go bigger. go all. If you got to kill the person, I mean, you might as well.
I'm still hungry. So I've got
to
eat.
Don't let it go to waste. If you got to kill somebody just for a teeny piece, come on. You might as well just go through with it.
Yeah.
That's part two of that play.
Yeah, that was weird. It was like this weird.
I was like,
refresher.
They are very up on current events.
Yeah.
They like somehow know. Like that literally almost just happened, sort of.
But I thought it was really funny how they merged like two characters, because they merged Tyrion and like the other imp, like midget guy.
There's two midget guys.
There's another one.
Yeah.
They were like, these midget guys are too.
There's like
popular.
A midget guy with like a scar on his face.
There is.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It blew my mind. I didn't know there's another one.
You have to go to the Game of Thrones subreddit and they point all these things out for you and it makes you feel really stupid.
Didn't do that. No. I prefer to be ignorant. Be like,
that's some close watching. Any about that?
Yeah, pretty intense.
I don't watch the show at all.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to go back to Dorne?
No. They don't care about that flatline.
Five episodes.
Dorne?
They don't care about that. But then again,
Sander Van Dorne?
Then again, they stay away from, like, we haven't seen that one character in five seasons.
Who?
The one character showed up.
It's so great. Oh my God. It gives me so much hope.
Yeah. So I think that, we haven't seen that other character we haven't seen for like three seasons.
Yeah, I totally forgot who it was.
Yeah,
isn't he the groundskeeper in Harry Potter?
Yes. Okay, yes, he is. Mm-hmm. He showed up, and I was like, and then like a lot happened in that scene because he was explaining exactly everything that's going on.
Explain to me what's happening. I'm so confused.
Okay, so what he's saying, he's basically like Baelish was saying, there's an army down there.
Yeah, but he's saying like we're not for them. We're tied to the Lannisters, right?
Who's saying that?
The guy who Baelish promised the army.
No.
Okay, wait. So
Catelyn Stark's family. They're Tullys. They're the Tullys. They're in River Run.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that
they're
the saw?
Blackfish. They're the Blackfish.
Okay.
So what happened was
we saw the Freys.
So they're talking about how, because we were like, the last we saw, the River Run was overrun by the Freys.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically saying to us, oh no, River Run, Blackfish, you let them get away.
Yeah. So we don't know where they are, but they're not at River Run.
They are. They're like down the river. I think they're back at their home, but like they were like, go take that castle or something. But because they were able to recontrol it, because they built an army up.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have what's his face prisoner he's the guy who got married at the Red Wedding, and that's the guy that comes back out at the end.
Oh, and that was the brother of Catelyn Stark or something, right? Or like her nephew or something.
It's either a brother or cousin or somebody.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Not Robb Stark.
No.
It was supposed to be Robb Stark.
It was supposed to be him, but then they offered him this guy instead, and he's like,
I think it might have been her cousin, because it was like his uncle or something.
Yeah,
because
they had the same uncle, I think. Yeah. And he's the one who got free. The uncle.
Mm-hmm.
With Catelyn Stark's uncle got free, and he's the one head of that army right now.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, we got this guy. Like, tell them we still have this guy, and they're going to try to take him over and stuff. There was like a ton of exposition in that little scene. It was like, we haven't heard this plot line in like 3 years.
Yeah.
So it was trying to catch us up in like a second. And I was like, whoa. Now we know, like, because I thought Littlefinger might be lying about it.
He's not.
But no, he's telling the truth. Like, that army will fight for him. Fight for Sansa, probably.
Yeah.
But then they got to deal with the Freys and stuff. But that was like crazy. I was like, whoa. Like, the fact when they decide to, like, bring these plot lines back, it's crazy.
Do you think we're going to see that before the end of the season?
See what?
River Run.
I don't know where they're going to go, because they got so many things going on. Like, where... I don't know the next conflict.
How great was the scene in King's Landing when Jaime Lannister rides up those steps on a horse?
It was awesome.
I was like, he's not going to. I was like, can a horse go downstairs? Is, like, a horse like a cow? Where they can't go downstairs?
Yeah.
What?
Cows can't go downstairs
at all.
No, like if you, that's a good prank.
It can lead you upstairs, but like you try to get it down, it
freaks out.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what else can't go downstairs? Did you watch Silicon Valley?
Yeah. That was a good episode.
That was a good episode. So yeah, that scene was awesome. And then the final speech that Daenerys gives, great speech.
That was awesome.
Machine.
She's really good at those speeches.
What was she saying? Machine. Mayede, something like that. I was like, now and always.
Mm-hmm.
Great speech.
A Chinua Achebe.
I don't know. Are you trying to, what was that?
That's the author of Everything's Fall Apart. Right? Something like that? It's like Chinua Achebe.
I don't remember what. It was in Dothraki. It means now and always.
It's Achebe. I don't know his first name. His or her first name is.
But yeah, great. Okay, let's talk about Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Two episodes we have to talk about, right?
Yes.
So the last one was the
empty CEO chair.
Yeah, the last one was the chair, and then it was the, I don't know what the episode was called.
Bachman party. Bachman something. Bachman.
Bachmanity. Insanity.
I think that was the name of the episode, too, or something close to that or something.
I was reading a theory on this show.
There's theories on Silicon Valley? Yeah. How are there theories in this show?
Even I think that's ridiculous.
It's what people think is going to happen because...
Everything's going to go to shit like it always does.
Yeah, but did you notice that they're drinking the Tres Camas tequila?
No.
And when they get he gets the giant virgin margarita.
Yeah. Oh, is that why they got it virgin?
Yeah, and they're just going to put their own tequila in.
Got it. Mm. Think that guy's going to show up again?
Hanneman?
Yeah.
No, but I thought it's funny how they mentioned him in the episode. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this guy really does fuck.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Yeah, yeah. Because that's what he would say to him.
Yeah. It's like, I like this guy. This guy fucks.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I could tell.
That's a funny story.
So, but yeah, it was, the theory is that, like, so Bugatti went against the NDA. Mm-hmm. And then Gavin's going to sue him. Mm-hmm. And since there's a partnership, Ehrlich has share, like,
oh, he's gonna part owner. Part.
He's going to have...
He's going to become the chairman, one of the chairs.
We'll have control of one of the chairs.
Makes perfect sense.
Of Pied Piper.
Very logical. I agree.
But it's like, one of the things is, like, we found out Bugatti doesn't sign his name the same way on every contract.
Yeah.
Contract.
This one's like this. This one, I just write Big Head. That won't hold up.
But then apparently in the state of California, it does hold up.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what. Yeah. It's like just even an X.
Yeah.
It counts. And he's got all this documentation.
And it doesn't matter. Yeah. As long as you can prove that he's done that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So.
Huh.
It was interesting.
Yeah. Digging it.
The Flash.
Season finale. Got the Flash versus Zoom showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Did some cool, like, cool fighting with the CGI fighting and everything. It was pretty cool. Did some cool
stuff.
Who's Zoom?
He's like a bad guy.
Zoom is the bad guy.
Oh.
He's like another speed guy.
But he's black.
He's from a different Earth, but he's very black. And
he's not black. He wears black.
He's really cool. Well, he's voiced by a black dude when he's just the voice, mm-hmm. which is really cool. And then he takes his off, and you're like, it's not as cool.
So it's like Darth Vader.
It's very Darth Vader. You're like, keep that mask on. You're pretty cool. Take it off. You're like, you are lame, man. What's up with that?
Darth Vader takes off the mask and he's like,
you already have saved me, son. Thank you.
So put that mask back on.
Like, I thought he was going to have a bigger part in the movie.
Yeah, so it was a good episode, but the really cool thing was how it ended. And basically, it sets up for season 3. It sets up Flashpoint Paradox.
Oh, what the?
So at the end, he saves his mom. So it's going to, like, change everything in the show. Yeah. So he's going to screw everything up. It just makes it seem like that show, they're going to have, like, 100 Flash in that same scene at one point in the show. It's like they're all running into each other because there's already, like, 3 of them or 4 of them there. Because he keeps going back to that one point. Like, there's one time he has to save himself.
Yeah, he has to tell himself, like, don't do it because you're
going to die. Yeah, one time he has to tell him not to do it. The other one's there from season 1 who's like, I'm going to do it, but the one's telling him not to do it, and then this one actually did do it. So he's got, like, a bunch of them in the same spot.
Jeez.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's exciting.
Wait, so by the end of season 3, he can already go back in time?
Yeah,
end of season 2.
He did in season 1.
What?
He was like... But, like, he couldn't control it.
Oh.
But now he, like, I don't know. If he's, like, emotional, he can do it, I guess. If he's, like, really mad or whatever.
Hmm.
But, yeah, pretty cool stuff going on.
Where'd you get a big yarn, Yoshi?
Toys R Us. It finally went back on sale and I bought it.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
11/23/63. Mike.
I think it's actually 11/20. I think I wrote it down wrong. I think it's 11/22. I forgot the name of it.
Anyways, it's the James Franco show.
The James Franco show on Hulu. That's like a mini series, like based on the Stephen King book. I think J.J. Abrams produced or something.
It's about a butcher or something.
It is about.
Or originally, it was a butcher.
Mm-hmm.
It's about dude James Franco in modern time. He's friends with this butcher.
Yeah.
There is a butcher involved. You didn't get that part wrong.
And, like, the butcher travels in time to get better meat because apparently meat was better in the past.
That does happen
in
the show. That's the premise, right?
So I've only seen the first couple episodes.
Is it a comedy show?
No.
Oh.
He's saying that, but that's what happens, but that's not what the show's about.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like the butcher does travel back in time.
For meat.
For meat. And he's like, I've been eating meat from 1960? And he's like, yes. been doing that. That's how I keep my prices so low. But that's just like a joke.
Oh, it's just for prices? I thought it was because the quality was better.
And they say, that's what he says too. He's like, everything in the past is better. Yeah. Like everything tastes better. But the premise of the show is he has this closet that travels to 19, like you always go the exact same day, like October 1960, at the same spot. Mm-hmm. And when, no matter how long you stay there 1 year, you stay there 5 minutes. It's every like time you come back out of that closet,
it's like
only 2 minutes have passed in the modern time. The
wardrobe.
Time. Yeah, it's Narnia. Like, line, yeah, mm-hmm. It's exactly like that. So this dude, he's like, I'm sick. So I would like you to do it.
The butcher is sick.
That's so weird.
Why did we both go off? The fuck is going on?
My phone didn't go off.
Mine was like hearing me Siri or something. The butcher got sick. He got like cancer or something. So he's like, James Franco, I want you to go back in time.
Find a cure for cancer.
No, he wants, and he's like, his work back there, like he just went back there, and the only reason he came back is he got diagnosed with cancer. Was he was trying to prevent the assassination of JFK.
Okay.
So that's the whole premise of the show, is he's got all this information. He's like, I'm giving you some information to go save JFK, but I don't have all of it, and here's the things you need to do. So he's setting him up for that, but he has to go. He can only travel to 1960, and then he has to stay there for like 3 years until it...
Oh, what the...
Because, yeah. Interesting. But only 2 minutes will have passed in the real world when he comes back.
But then when he comes back, is there like some sort of like changes in the present?
Yeah, so what happens is if you go into the past, when you come back, whatever you change stays changed. But if you were to go back again through the past, everything would just be erased from what you just did.
Oh, interesting.
It's only that last time you went that stays consistent. So you go and then you come back.
So if you screw up, you get
reset. So what happens was, to test it, he carved in a tree. Mm. So he went to the past, carved in a tree, and he said, oh, if you go into the past again, that tree carving will be gone because it's only the last time you went. Because
you keep going back to the same point in
the
past.
So if you wanted to, you could keep reset, like, oh, I screwed up, I'll reset.
Like, oh, no, I accidentally killed JFK.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, shoot. Like, you'll go to a weird future where he's dead, but like, oh, I can go back again. And
oh, no, I killed Robert Kennedy, not JFK.
Yeah. Whoops, wrong one. Basically, that's the premise of the show, and it's like... It's pretty good. I like it so far. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. I never read the book or anything, so I don't know. But
yeah, no idea.
Good stuff. And James Franco, he's pretty good. James Franco's pretty good in it. He's not like distractingly James Franco.
I don't know if I could take him seriously.
Yeah, he's pretty good in this so far. Huh. Yeah, it helps that they like paired him up with like this like this other character that's like more of like the. A sillier character, I guess.
In an alternate reality, do you think Seth Rogen was supposed to be that character?
Possibly.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why you're laughing so hard. That's a serious question.
There's a world.
Could be. Oh my God.
Could be.
I watched Dr. Ken because I went to this event and this girl from Dr. Ken was there and she's talking about how it's nice to be on a show that's just like a regular American sitcom that happens to be an Asian family where they don't talk about being Asian that much. Mm. And I was like, let me give so this
it's
a time.
Like, it was about
it's like the Cosby show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's like Dr. Kenneth Park or something like that is his name. Yeah. And they touch on race stuff, but not too much. I only watched the first episode. Mm-hmm. I can't handle it. I don't think I don't know. It's like a laugh track.
Two like old school sitcom.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I watch TV anymore. I only watch two shows on TV now. I don't know what to tell people. Like, I was talking to one of our friends.
I think you watch all the Netflix shows.
Yeah, but only like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Trailer Park Boys,
Daredevil,
Jessica House Jones. Of Cards, Jessica Jones.
You're adding a lot.
Yeah, but how often are those shows on?
I mean, you watch them all at once, but like...
Yeah, yeah, that's like one weekend.
True.
Yeah, I don't keep up with shows like I used to.
You watch like 12 episodes, like an hour long.
Yeah, but I used to keep up with like 20 shows during the week.
Ooh, that's too much.
No, I don't
do that. Who got time?
Yeah, now I got fucking... Well, I don't, but I go back to time. No, it's just like nothing keeps my attention though. Like even Fresh Off the Boat, I don't watch. Modern Family, yeah, I don't watch anymore. Stop
watching Fresh Off the Boat, but I
watch Viceland stuff.
I feel like I'll go back to it. Maybe I don't know. It's hard to binge watch something.
I forgot
like
I watched
that.
Wong's World.
This is the problem. It's hard to. I feel like it's hard to binge watch like a sitcom. Mm-hmm. Because it's just like, I don't know. I still feel like that. It's kind of true. I was still like, this many episodes are good. This many episodes are okay, and this many. And like once you miss a couple, like even though it's not consistently like a storyline all the way through, it's still like enough of it that you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, like I watched Wong's World. I forgot to put that on here, and he went to Istanbul, which I thought was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. That was weird.
Yeah, he went during Ramadan, so it was kind of interesting.
Fun fact: Istanbul was Constantinople.
Now it's Istanbul.
Now it's Istanbul. not Constantinople.
And actually,
but a long time ago, it was Constantinople.
Yeah, just like how.
But now they're living
old
in Istanbul.
New York was New Amsterdam.
Yeah. And the only people who know are the Turks.
Yeah,
they're the only ones that know.
So yeah, it was interesting. But yeah, let's move on to our discussion. Crossover one character into another world. Let's go to the Twitter.
The Twitter.
And what I have to do is I have to switch my account.
You can't have mentions. You can't be running two accounts.
You can, but it, Edwin says he wants to see Bob the Minion dropped into SpongeBob, into a SpongeBob movie. That would be bananas.
Oh, Jesus. Who said that?
My friend Edwin.
Edwin?
Yeah, from North Carolina.
That's far.
Yeah. That's a good fit, though.
Yes, yeah, I see. Those characters, that comedy very much ties together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
Minion Bob.
And SpongeBob?
Tic Tac Pants? I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. But isn't Bob a name of a minion too?
Yeah. I think that's what he said, Minion Bob.
Yeah, he's a Minion Bob.
Minion Bob. Bob
Minion.
And SpongeBob.
Bob the Minion to SpongeBob. Mm-hmm.
So I want to see Bob the Minion on Bob the Builder.
Bob.
That hat, that hard hat would actually fit him quite well.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something
it'd actually
make
it look very phallic.
What?
They would make a minion look very phallic if he was wearing a hard hat.
I think it sounds more phallic. Then it would look phallic. Oh my god.
But yeah. What do you have? Like what about you, Mike?
I'm gonna drop Darth Vader into J.J. Abrams' Star Trek universe. Ooh,
good
have
idea.
Have him take on the USS Enterprise.
Yeah.
And their technology versus
like past technology.
Yeah.
And the Force.
And the Force. Be interesting to see.
I want to see Dr. Horrible. I always go back to Dr. Horrible. I have that poster in this room. Dr. Horrible in the Avengers universe.
Oh. Like as their villain?
Or like, yeah. Because I think he's like technologically like not close to Tony Stark, but he can put up a decent fight.
I'd see it.
And I think it would just be interesting to see who he would have to fight against in that universe.
Who he would take on.
Because like I don't think he would go against the Avengers, but I think he would go against like probably go against like maybe Spider-Man.
I could see him Spider-Man.
Both like witty and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Next week's discussion is dreamcasting The Little Mermaid. Do you think it's possible?
We did this with Beauty and the Beast.
We did that with Beauty and the Beast.
Where we weren't correct on any, were we?
No, because I wanted to be the Beast.
Yeah, true. You always want to be a person.
Yeah. Little Mermaid, I'll give you a hint. King Triton, he has a giant beard.
Do you think that Sebastian will have like a Jamaican type accent?
If they don't get Sean Paul, I'll be very disappointed.
I'm a Sebastian.
Or like Ziggy Marley, maybe. Mm. He's like the happy Marley, not Damian Marley. He's like a rapper, gangster Marley. Yeah, so do that. And then on Netflix today, Seven Chinese Brothers, 72 Cutest Animals Season 1, 72 Dangerous Places Season 1, A Walk to Remember, Big Stone Gap, Bob Ross, Beauty is Everywhere, Breaking the Magician's Code, Magic's Biggest Secrets Finally Revealed Season 1 and 2, Cold in July, Conspiracy Theory, Did We Land on the Moon, Cuba, The Forgotten Revolution, Dishonesty, The Truth About Lies, El Libro de Piedra, Elizabeth the Golden Age, Extraordinary Tales, The Fear of 13, Gabo, The Creation of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Gentlemen and Gangsters, Season 1, The Good Witch, Season 1, The Great Alone, Hadwin's Judgment, J. Edgar, Jacko, Janice, Little Girl Blue, Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 3, Lionheart, The Lost World, Jurassic Park, Meadowland, The Odd Couple 2, Off Camera Series 1, Pokemon the Movie, Hoopa and the Clash of Ages, Pokemon XY, Kalos Quest Season 2, Portrait of a Serial Monogamist, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, Rock the Castball, Sam Klemke's Time Machine, Second Coming, Tab Hunter Confidential, UFOs, The Best Evidence Ever Caught on Tape, Underdogs, Where Our Fathers or What Our Fathers Did, A Nazi Legacy, and Wild Like.
Damn.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. What was this?
No, Netflix. What's on Netflix that, this month? Added
holy,
that day.
Holy shit.
On the first day, usually add a lot.
Yeah, first day. Oh my God.
It's like
Pokemon movie. The dump. It's best movie of all time.
The rich version of a welfare check. First and 13th.
First of the month. Netflix. Time.
First and the 13th. Oh. Important days. Yeah. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart. This Week in Movies and Now. Trailer talk. And find out what's on Netflix tomorrow. That's it for today. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.